This is the Australia Report with CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, Vic Aladev. Good day, mate.
Vic Aladev, a very, very good morning. How are you? Good afternoon. How are you doing?
Good morning, Howard. I'm very well, thank you. And I have to congratulate you on your outstanding piece, which you wrote a few days ago in response to South Africa announcing that it would downgrade relations with Israel. I thought you wrote the piece brilliantly, I have to say.
Thank you very much. Unfortunately, although we do know that the Honourable Minister has received it directly a number of times, she seems rather silent in her response, and she hasn't taken up the opportunity to join us in studio.
Well, she's possibly too busy, but perhaps perhaps she'll show up after Pesach.
Maybe. All right. Or perhaps her heart is hardened. We've heard that story before. All right. Australia opens a trade and defense office in Jerusalem. This is absolutely amazing.
It is. And this follows an announcement which listeners might recall at the end of last year when the Australian Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, and announced that recognition of the fact that Israel's capital is in Jerusalem, or specifically in downtown in West Jerusalem, and that that's where embassies should relocate. So there's no date on when Australia's embassy itself might move, but certainly as a primary measure, as an interim measure, it has now just this week opened an Australian Trade and Defence Office in Jerusalem. And it's already open. It's operating under the auspices of the Australian government with a focus on taking to the next level Australia's ties in trade, industry, defense, education, innovation, et cetera, with Israeli industry. So it's honoring a commitment which the Prime Minister made in December last year and building on that. And so, you know, trade between the two countries is over $1 billion. And so opening this office there, you know, is making a political statement, obviously, that recognition of Jerusalem, but also with the intention of just taking, you know, cybersecurity and defense and high tech and all those areas where there is bilateral cooperation, just taking that to another level.
Amazing. Absolutely fantastic. University lecturer launches into an attack on Israel during a lecture on difference, in inverted commas. Tell us about this.
So obviously it's legitimate to talk about the, you know, if you so stretch for examples of difference, you can talk about the Israel-Hamas conflict. However, this one particular lecturer, and the topic was communicating difference, he talked about, quote unquote, the extremely aggressive bombing by Israel of Gaza, but with zero context, no mention about Hamas firing rockets into Israeli population centers. He talked about Gazans experiencing, quote, mass experience of injury and debilitation. But again, zero context of Hamas firing anything at Israeli population centers. He talked about no way of holding states responsible because Israel uses banned technology with no supporting evidence. And finally, in a bizarre intersectional argument, and intersectional is the sort of buzzword these days where you insert one issue into another, he said that people with disabilities cannot be a neutral other side, and they must necessarily side with the Palestinians because Palestinian protesters are debilitated by the IDF.
Oh my word.
So quite bizarre. So this came to my attention just middle of last week. So I wrote to the head of the department at the university, and within days, so yesterday, which is Monday, so just 3 days later, I got a response from the head of the department thanking me for my patience in the time that took to come back to me, and it took all of 3 days, and saying that they will reiterate to all academic staff the importance of balance and context, and specifically to this lecturer in question, they will be having a meeting with him and writing to him as well to point out the importance of balance and context in whatever issue he's going to be presenting. So, you know, credit to the university. It's responded quickly. And it's absolutely done the right thing here.
Incredible. It's actually amazing that, that at least the universities there are receptive. What we find here is, look, I just can't imagine that that kind of thing would happen here. I would imagine that, many lecturers are not balanced and are not giving perspective at all. But, I think that it's almost so common that one doesn't even point it out here anymore. And I think that's
really a key issue that you just touched on there, because so many of these fires which one has to put out depend on members of the community or other well-meaning people alerting us to the fact that this is happening, because it's obviously happening so much more than we know of, but we rely so much on people alerting us to this happens here and this happens there. And then, we can pick it up and respond to it.
Absolutely. Finally, government gives $10 million to the Melbourne Holocaust Centre.
So this is a tremendous announcement. The Melbourne Holocaust Centre, as is well known, Australia has the highest percentage of Holocaust survivors anywhere in the world outside of Israel. Well, I should say it had. And the number was 27,000 survivors came to Australia. The number, sadly, today is diminished to only about 7,000, and for obvious reasons. And those 7,000 are obviously all in their late 80s or late 90s even. And so both in Sydney and in Melbourne, we have world-class Holocaust museums. I know that South Africa obviously does as well. Mm. And so just last week, the Australian government announced this $10 million grant to take the Holocaust Museum in Melbourne to another level. And like all good dynamic museums, it attracts about 50,000 people a year who come in, half of those school students, half of those adults. And so it's just tremendous recognition by the Australian government of the importance of such an institution.
Absolutely amazing. Vic Allard, if that's where we leave it, I wish you a Chag Sameach, a wonderful Pesach, and we will catch you next week, same time, same place. Vic is the Chief Executive Officer of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies.